get it. The Bird Show.
I need you guys, honestly, to be brutally honest with me.
I can do that.
I think this story is crazy.
Okay.
I firmly believe my dad had a hand in it, who is no longer with us. All right. But I still want you to be honest with me. Even if you're like that, it's just kind of a coincidence. I feel like this was so kismet and so crazy, but I was also slightly tipsy. So I need you to keep me 100. All right. So what had happened was, my niece and I were hanging out at a bar. So we went to this wine walk and it was like a million degrees outside, right? So we found like a little spot, and it's not a little spot. It's a pretty substantial bar, but we found a spot at the bar. But what's crazy is we walked in to get air conditioning and we're just kind of standing there by the restaurant area, just watching a baseball game. And we see bartender wave at us, but we thought he was waving at somebody else. And then he did the siren call for all white girls. He held up a bottle of white wine. And we're like, so I kid you not. Like, he held it up and waved it in the air. And so we were like, that's our beacon. So Katie and I walk over and sit down. And he's like, yeah, so like keep me company, because there was literally nobody else at this massive bar. So we sit down and strike up a conversation with JP. Honestly, one of the nicest dudes ever. You know how some people just have very infectious energy, mm-hmm. and they make you feel good being around them? JP is one of those people. And it's not like a bartender like putting on the Ritz or anything like that, or trying to like schmooze. Like, he's just like a good dude and he had great energy. So what we did is we sat there in the air conditioning, and my niece and I would take turns going to these booths to get our wine samples, and we just bring them back in. And he also happened to have that bottle of wine back behind the bar and was, you know, giving us some lovely heavy pours. So we're hanging out with him and we're probably like an hour in now, right? And she and I, this is my husband's niece, she and her husband had come in to visit. And so we're just hanging out, having great conversation. JP comes over every now and then and we're talking. And she had gone to go get us another sample of wine. And I'm just sitting there having a convo with JP. And I'm like, yeah, so where are you from? You know? And he's like, oh, I'm from Dayton. And I'm like, no way. My dad was from Dayton. That's so cool. You don't meet a lot of people. And I mean, we do live in a city of transplants, but you don't come across a lot of people who are from Dayton. Uh-huh. And I don't know why I asked, but I go, where did you go to high school? And he goes, I went to Chaminade. And I'm like, that's where my dad went to high school.
No way.
Right? Like, so crazy. And I'm like, that's so cool. And it's like, it's a boy girl school now, but back when my dad went, it was just a boy school. And so, you know, we're sitting there talking. I just think it's so cool. And he's got great energy. And I'm like, oh, that was neat. Blah, 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 whatever. Katie comes back. We're hanging out some more. JP's talking to us. And then, we started talking again about Dayton, and I was like, yeah, my dad went to Precious Blood, and that was like the elementary school, or the elementary and middle school at the time. And his face just goes, I went to Precious Blood.
Come on.
No way.
Are you kidding me?
I mean, when I tell you, I jumped out of my bar stool, like ran across the bar and came back, and I'm like, are you kidding me? My dad went to Precious Blood, and that's where we had his funeral. And I was also just there for my uncle's funeral. They all went there. That's crazy. So we're just sitting there. We just like had like this, it was so bizarre. Like, what are the odds that I meet a bartender from Dayton who not only went to the elementary and middle school, but the high school of my dad? Like, it's just bananas. And so it was at that time that this massive, and when I say massive, I'm not exaggerating, thunderstorm comes through with like tornado-esque winds. It screwed up all the tents out there. It was like, it was a freaking nightmare. So here, JP and us have been sitting there. His bar was empty. We just got done having that conversation. This massive thunderstorm rolls through and the bar gets flooded, right? The bar gets flooded. Now it's packed. And this guy is now making bank because all these people are at the bar.
Wow.
Now, literally, like when this is going to, I'm not doing telling you this to be morbid. When my dad passed away, right after he died, there was a massive thunderstorm, like the biggest crack of thunder you ever heard. It was really bizarre. And so my brain and synapses are putting all this together. And I'm sitting there at the bar and I'm like, Dad's a fan of JP and he wanted him to get paid. It honestly, that's what it felt like. And that he was like, you know what? Kiki and him are vibing. So I'm going to create this little thunderstorm and bring everybody in so they can hook JP up with some tips. It was just the most. So I promised him I would give him a shout out, not tell this story, just because he was such a great bartender and he had such great energy. And it just, I walked away from that bar feeling like my dad had visited me. It was so crazy.
And don't forget, so I was at this event too, and you told me all this because I wasn't there for those conversations. Yeah. And then you guys went to get a tasting of wine and brought it back in thinking it was one thing, rosé, I think, but yep. It was Moscato, which you said was your dad's favorite wine.
It was.
And then I didn't tell you this, but later on that day when I was driving home, I pulled up behind a car with an Ohio license plate, and the first three letters were J-U-M. So not I, because I don't know if they do it, but I'll show you the photo. But like, I know that's a stretch, but at the same time, but based still. On all the conversations mm-hmm. that day and then seeing Ohio and Jim again right in front of me, I was like, oh my God, Kristen's dad is here. Why is he following me in the suburbs? Go somewhere more interesting.
Making sure you got home safe.
Well, thank you, Jim. Appreciate it.
But okay, so would you say that's coincidence or that's like, bigger than that?
I'm not a big coincidence guy.
Yeah.
You know, for you two to be in the same place at the same exact time, for him to have given you that energy, and then for y'all to even have that conversation, because you could have very well have not even gotten into those details mm-hmm. with him. So mm-hmm. I feel like for all of that to come together at that exact moment, and then you get the thunderstorm, no, that's, to me, that would certainly feel like that's my dad.
And this was a huge venue. Like, there were so many other places that we could have sat and we could have hung out, but like, we specifically went to the very first tent and it was just so weird how everything played out. So shout out to JP from Dayton who went to Chaminade in Precious Blood. Shout out JP.
That's awesome.
My pop says what up. It's the Bird Show.
Get it. The Bird Show.